Welcome to the Sandusky First United Methodist Church and also to our radio program. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Lisa Clark will be bringing us the morning message. The pianist is Melissa Ogden. And my name is Karen Pettis, your worship leader for this morning. So let's all stand and sing our first praise song. We'll sing it twice through. We bring the sacrifice of praise. Wonderful and so energetic and beautiful. Great. Our call to worship today, follow along on the monitors or in your bulletin. Inhale the bounty of God's peace. Splendor is a gift of the presence of God. Serenity is the treasure that comes from God's Spirit. Through the love of God, we find our rest. Now exhale all that resists the blessings of God. Justice and kindness ring from the heart of God.
Let us pray. Divine foundation, even as tumultuous winds shake us and the floor beneath us quakes, you firmly hold us always. As the world around us rattles, you erase fear from our hearts. Whether on earth or in heaven, your loving spirit endures. It pervades the limitless reaches of your creation. Lift us during times of trembling, enduring spirit, and still us during moments of uncertainty. Amen.
Amen. Our opening hymn is number 696. Probably don't need the book, America the Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated.
And now our young people have some presentations to make, some songs to sing, some good things to happen here. We always look forward to whatever they want to do for us. So come on up here, young people, and you are in charge.
On Veterans Day, we honor all who answers to a service call. Soldiers young and soldiers old fought for freedom, brave and bold. Some have lived while others died, and all of them deserve our pride.
We're proud of all the soldiers who kept thinking of red, white, and blue. They fought for us and all our rights. They fought through many days and nights. And though we may not know each name, we thank all veterans just the same.
You're my hero. Without you, this country wouldn't be the same. You fight and you battle for our common name. Your level of courage is oh so rare.
You're dedicated and faithful. You're always there. You're my hero, my favorite soldier. I love you.
A prayer for veterans. Proud of our nation, they answered her call, defending the freedom and safety of all. On land or on sea, or in jets high above, they went out of duty in honor and love. But however they served, Lord, wherever they went, please bless them and help them to know what it meant. And help us to thank them on Veterans Day, for we owe them all for more than we could ever say. And then we have these little soldiers. So on your way out, if you could pick up a soldier and set it somewhere where you will see to remember to pray for our veterans. And then if the veterans could please stand, if we could, we have flowers to hand out.
Now,
Thank you for the noisy offering.
Let me see.
Ooh-wee. Looks like a lot for you, Suzanne, to count. Yay. And remember, pennies become potatoes, yes. Pennies for potatoes. Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Psalms 145, verses 1 through 5, and then 7 through 21. One moment, please. Psalms 145, 1 through 5. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. And now 17 through 21. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever.
We have many prayer concerns, and we thank you for remembering those prayers all week long, not just on Sunday morning, as well as those that are listening in our radio congregation. We appreciate your prayers as well for all the many folks that are struggling with illness, those that are recuperating, those that are traveling. We had several requests this morning, people that are coming in on airplanes that flights have been canceled and so on, and we pray for all of those that are out and about traveling, for the roads, and also those that are grieving this morning, the loss of precious loved ones. We lift them all before the Lord in prayer. Let's bow together. The altar is always open. If anyone wanted to come to the altar to pray, you're welcome to do that as well. Bow with me if you will. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our every prayer, knowing our every need this morning. Lord, at times when our worry shakes us to the core, on the times that we want answers now, not tomorrow, our minds demand proof that all will be well. We refuse to wait with peace and patience for certainty. We blame ourselves for calamities even when they're beyond our control. Lord, for all of the mishaps of life, we know that your hand of love is with us. May your strength, Lord, embolden us in times of trouble, in times of distress, that we can move forward with hope, Lord, amidst all of the struggles that we face. Today, as we honor our veterans, Lord, we ask that you help us honor the legacy of those who have served keeping their memory alive in our hearts. May their dedication inspire future generations to serve with honor. Proverbs 10:7 says, "The memory of the righteous is a blessing." Let us always cherish and remember their sacrifices. May we as a nation remain grateful for those sacrifices made by our veterans. Teach us to value the freedom and peace their service has secured. Also in Proverbs, it tells us righteousness exalts a nation. So Lord, let our gratitude honor each and every one that have served in the past, as well as those that continue to serve this day in places far-reaching and places near home. Some that are deployed and some that aren't. Lord, we ask that you give them wisdom and strength and courage for each day. We pray that you will guide their steps and guide their paths. We pray a very special blessing on their families today, the families that must carry on when they are gone so far from home. For the strength and endurance of those families. We also pray today, Lord, for families that are in crisis. We pray for those that struggle this day with so many different things. We pray that you will bring peace into their homes and into their hearts, that they can find ways of forgiveness. Lord, I pray that you touch each one here today, those from our congregation that physically is here and our congregation that listens from the radio from many different places. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one for hearing their pleas to you, for hearing us, Lord, every prayer. We ask for your blessing on our young people today, those that have honored our veterans. Lord, we pray that you will help us in our striving for peace, because you are the Prince of Peace. May your calming presence fill our hearts today as we remember the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. And now let's hear a beautiful anthem by our choir. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir, for that beautiful song. Our New Testament reading this morning is from 2 Thessalonians in the New Testament. If you'd like to follow along in your Bibles this morning, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, and then 13 through 17. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now we'll skip to verse 13. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today, our tribute continues to our veterans, so many of whom could be listening in our radio audience or here in this room. But Veterans Day, that's coming up on the 11th, is a solemn and meaningful occasion dedicated to honoring the courage and sacrifice and commitment of those who've served in the military. It's a time for reflection and gratitude as we recognize the immense contributions that veterans have made to secure the freedoms that we enjoy every single day. As we think of their service, we think about how much they need our prayers, lifting up words of appreciation for them, as well as asking for healing and strength and seeking blessings over veterans and their families. Courage, sacrifice, and loyalty. Just three simple words that mean so very much, and I could have added probably 10 more words, but those are the three that I thought of this morning for this morning's message. As Veterans Day approaches, we need to be reflecting on the profound sacrifice made by our military veterans and also explore how our faith calls us to honor and support them. We know that every year it comes around November 11th and we celebrate. It offers this time that we can have a sacred opportunity to especially honor the men and women who have served in the United States Armed Forces. The day provides a moment to reflect on the virtues of courage, the virtues of sacrifice, and the virtues of loyalty, qualities deeply rooted in our Christian values. It's not like we haven't talked about those qualities before, because they are the same qualities that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, had and has. Jesus knows about sacrifice, and he knows how hard it is for the sacrifice that we make as humans here, not only the sacrifice of our military men and women, but their families as well, in the separation that they have when they're deployed or even when they're on assignment. We know that it's no small thing for either the husband or the wife, whoever is staying home, to carry on the responsibilities and take care of families and all of the things that come with that. Recognizing the immense sacrifices that our veterans have made as well is crucial in understanding the depth of their service. The same as well with Jesus. I think that we have to understand Christ's love before we can fully accept and embrace and understand the sacrifice that he made for us because of that great love. We have to understand how much he loved us, and I don't know that we'll ever really grasp that, but it took great love to make that kind of a sacrifice. Our men and women have put their lives on the line to protect the freedoms and rights that we cherish, mirroring Christ's sacrifice for humanity. As Christians, it's our duty to pray for peace, to ask for God's strength and healing for those who have served. Just as Christ sought peace and healed those who were hurt, we too should pray for the healing of veterans' physical and emotional wounds. I think often when this gets brought to the forefront of our minds, how Jesus came to teach us how to love one another and how we drastically fail in that department on any given day. How he taught us how to love our neighbor. How disappointed he might be on some particular days. And yet how proud he must be on other days, where we get it right and we do it the way he has asked us to do it. But he came to show us that. I believe he came, his whole purpose was to teach us how to care for each other, how to support one another with courage, sacrifice, and loyalty. So it takes courage to step out and do what God is asking you to do on many days. You know, we read stories all the time where somebody showed up at just the right time at a doorstep with a gallon of milk or, you know, a sack full of groceries or something. And don't think that was by happenstance. That was God sending you out. Or maybe you were on the receiving end of that. I think I've shared on another occasion about one of the churches that I've served over the years wanting to go out and just randomly pick a house and take them a car full of groceries at Thanksgiving time with the turkey and all the things that go with that, and how Tiffany actually helped me go out and distribute those, and there was a couple specific places I knew I had to hit, but there were some others that I thought, okay, we have three more complete family dinners. Who do we need to go to? And we didn't know exactly, and at one point it was dark, and, you know, we didn't know the neighborhood that well, and Tiffany said, let's go to that house right there. And so we pulled in the driveway and went up to the door, and a gentleman kind of cracked it open and looked through the crack, and we said where we were from and that we had something for him. He said, I think you're at the wrong house. And I said, no, we're not at the wrong house. This is where we wanted to come, and hoping that this will, you know, bless your day. And he said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yep, yep, we're sure. Yes, we're sure." And so we brought in several sacks full of things, including milk and bread and, you know, everything it would take to make a Thanksgiving meal. And this person was dumbfounded and, you know, just said, "You don't know how much this was needed and how appreciative this person was." And we delivered it to another house as well, and they were appreciative. But I guess I say that to say this. The next year, I was just getting ready to walk out the door to get in my car, and this man came up to the door. He said, "I don't know if you remember me or not, but," he said, "I have a car full of things to bring in to the church kitchen." He said, "And maybe you can find a home for these things." And he was paying it forward from what he had received the year before, when he didn't have a job and had been in the hospital and had hospital bills we knew nothing about. And he brought in a whole counter full of groceries and everything you can think of so that we could pack up another box and take it somewhere else that it was needed. And we were blessed, and we were as dumbfounded as he was when we came to his door with the fact that he would remember to give thanks in that way. A lot of people say, you know, I'm going to pay it forward, but, you know, we wonder if that happens, and hopefully it does. But we didn't know where to go, but God knew where to go, didn't he? God knew where to go. He guides our path. He guides you to show up in places. You know, I envy you, Bobby and Tom, going into this new area. You're going to have opportunities to see new faces and to learn new names and to care for people that you might not have met otherwise. I believe God sent you there, and I can't wait to hear the stories when you guys come back of the places that he's taken you. Each one of you. Whether you've been to the doctor's office this week or to the grocery store this week, God sends you to places where you can make a difference. God sends our military into places where they can make a difference. We here in the United States may never see that. All the places that people have been and all the lives that have been touched, but you have to know that God has put you where he needs you to do his work today. Service equals selflessness. The service rendered by veterans is a powerful example of selflessness. They put the needs of someone else in places far and wide that they've never met before, perhaps. And even fellow citizens here above their own, reflecting Christ's call to serve and love one another just as he did. Veterans Day is an opportunity to strengthen community ties by coming together to support those that have served. Maybe there's a parade in places. Maybe there is a remembrance at a memorial for veterans that have lost their lives, that didn't get to come back to family. We need to remember those that did come back as well. They came back with perhaps some scars. Maybe outside scars, maybe inside scars. Things that they don't want to talk about. They need lots of prayer as well. There's many ways that we can help through volunteer work, even just supporting through going to a parade or being at one of those memorials. Every act of kindness is an expression of Christ's love. And don't think that it goes unnoticed, because those people that least expect it are blessed because of your kindnesses. Where would we be today? Where would we be today without those that have sacrificed everything? Where would we be today without Christ's sacrifice? Without what Christ has done for us? He came to earth and didn't have to. He came to earth because he cared. Because he loves us in a way that we can't even describe in words. And he's providing for us, whether we know it or not. He's providing for our every need at every turn. And so let our hearts be grateful today, full of gratitude for all that has been done for us by our veterans and also by our Lord. Will you bow with me for a word of prayer? Merciful Jesus, we come before you this day with a heart full of gratitude for the sacrifices made by you, Lord, and also by our veterans. You are the Prince of Peace, and we ask for your calming presence to fill each heart. Lord, many of them carry burdens and scars that are unseen. Heal their wounds, both visible and hidden. Let your love be the balm that soothes their souls. Guide them, Lord, through the shadows of their past and into the light of your grace. Let them find rest in your eternal embrace. Give them strength to face each day and hope that renews with every single sunrise. Comfort them with your peace, which surpasses all of our understanding, and help us to be instruments of your love and support for those brave souls. Inspire us to lift them up as you have lifted us. We thank you, Lord, and we ask for blessing upon our veterans with joy and love and peace and abundance, and let them know that they are never, ever alone. In your holy name we pray these things. Amen and amen. If we can have our ushers come forward for our morning tithes and offerings. In steadfast love, as we abide together in your realm, you bring stillness to our hurried world. Even as the world quakes and our anxiety builds at times, Your peace blesses our souls. Help us share this serenity with our companions on the road. Bless the gifts that we return to you this day, that they may bring unity to your realm and hope for a harmonious universe. Amen and amen.
Before we sing our closing hymn, I just want to make sure everybody knows there's a potluck lunch waiting out in Wesley Hall. Everybody's invited, whether you brought something or not. There's plenty, plenty to go around. And now we'll sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Amen and amen. May the God of strength fill our hearts with hope as we face a quaking world. May the Christ of love fill our hearts with faith as we wonder what's next. May the Spirit of peace fill our hearts with tranquility as we seek eternal comfort. May God's splendor illuminate the road ahead as we seek the joy of heaven. Amen and amen. Let's sing "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds" as we close today. Please join us in Wesley Hall. Have a wonderful week.